Sportsmanship, ethics, and fair play have been the core principles of Chuck Wilson's more than 35 years in sports talk radio. An international award-winning interviewer, reporter, and sports talk show host, Chuck has spent more than half of his career on national radio. However, it was during his time at WEAN in Providence where Chuck helped to shape not only his own career, but an entire radio format, creating Chuck Wilson on Sports, one of Rhode Island's first nightly sports talk shows and the first sports program in New England to feature weekly contributors.
Chuck Wilson on Sports.
We have as our special guest tonight Ron Meyer, the former head football coach of the New England Patriots. The firing took place 1 week ago today. Have a feeling for it now, what happened?
It isn't something where it was just an unreal.
Your method was different from theirs.
Oh, absolutely.
Had to have bothered you to see the almost gleeful attitude that was so prevalent in the locker room after the decision was announced.
That was as tough a situation.
I want to take you back. What had happened to the Patriots? What did you need to correct?
Oh, Chuck, that's a hard one right there.
The veterans really didn't like the way you chose to come in and take charge. What happened?
Oh, I know it. I came in pretty tough, Chuck.
But I'm thinking back to that initial training camp. Were those rules needed?
At that particular time, I felt they were absolutely needed.
Why?
Because I didn't think we had direction.
A criticism of Ron Meyer coming in would be, Ron Meyer was a super salesman as a college football coach.
I learned a lot about
this. One more criticism that came up about Ron Meyer. Isn't this fun?
You're tough, Chuck.
Isn't this
fun? Go ahead, yeah.
Too simplistic an approach.
Maybe yes, maybe no.
If you had to do it all over again, you would fire Rod Rust. I know that. But in retrospect, weren't you wrong not to have informed Pat Sullivan ahead of time?
Oh, Chuck, man. You take no prisoners on this show either, do you?
The seventh inning stretch at Wrigley Field is always special for Cubs fans. For years, broadcaster Harry Carey would lead the fans in singing, "Take Me Out to the Ball Game." Well, since Harry's death, the Cubs have brought in celebrities to lead the singing. And Friday's guest celebrity was Cuba Gooding Jr. Your father was sure. The lead singer for The Main Ingredient.
That's right, and probably won't be talking
to those were great songs.
Yeah, they were.
Now, wait a minute. Now, his son is singing like this?
Lead up to the crowd.
Oh, come on.
Like that. Why do you want to just go on the freeway with no engine?
Your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Chuck Wilson on Sports. How's that?
Bob, you've made my day.